What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. This segment sponsored by Meineke. Get your vehicle ready for summer driving. Brakes, tires, batteries, and complete auto care by trusted local experts. Meineke doing car care right. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here on Jalen Hurts and how he practices, how he performs this summer, starting yesterday. Today, they have another mandatory minicamp, and then it's off to training camp. Does it matter? Does how Jalen looks matter? I do know a lot of people, it's like just head in the sand, doesn't matter. Will we keep that same energy if he performs great, though? That's my question. I don't buy it. I think if Jalen lights it up in training camp, we're like, oh, he's got it. This is the best offense for him. So to me, it all matters. Good, bad, where do you come down on that? And Trey Turner, I think we got a real problem here. We're just ignoring him. I mean, he's really played poorly this year, and he's the biggest reason the offense has struggled. Tough loss last night. But Hugh, along with all this, we have a pair of tickets to give away to the Mylotta Family Foundation concert. And the backdrop is this week is leading up to next week, which is top 11 week here at WIP. I submitted my list. Hugh, I know you're still workshopping yours.
Still workshopping.
Okay. But have you made any more progress?
You know what it is now? I have 11 names, but now it's... No, I do have 11 names.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you got the 11.
But it's every day... I need you to sit it in because every day you hear another name, you might have forgot to put on the list, and it makes it worse.
So, I think I went to like 16 or so, and then kind started cutting down.
Yeah. My biggest thing is struggling with the order. Like, I got 1 and 11. 1 and 11 are locks. But then you got to figure out, okay, would I want to put Coop? How high up on the list do I want to put him? How high up do I want to put Porter Martone? How high up do I want to put Vlad? Vladir.
Yep.
I messed his name up, whatever.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but the Goldie. So it's one of those things like, okay, where do I want to position everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what, whatever your list looks like, somebody's going to have something to say about it.
Well, that's the point of top 11.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those things. But for me, it's the positioning of the players that I have on the list.
Well, one thing I liked about the way you've workshopped your list so far is every single one of the athletes you just mentioned plays currently for a Philadelphia team. Kyle brought an idea to us for his particular list that I just think is outrageous. Kyle, why don't you tell everyone what you're thinking about doing here?
Well, I already did it.
Oh, it's done.
Yeah, it's submitted.
Oh, you've done this.
It's submitted.
Okay.
So I'll start by saying this before I unveil the name. My criteria for this list is mainly how you've played since I last made the top 11 list.
Which
since
is, then. I think, a fair way of a guiding principle.
Yes. Now, a lot of them are very comparable and close, and it's tougher to compare positions, and some of them are even the same position that I think had comparable seasons, which I'm about to get to. But if that is the case, then the tiebreaker becomes me deferring to your individual resume as a player. So not whether you've won a Super Bowl or not. That's a team accomplishment, in my opinion. I go off of how have you been for this team individually.
Okay.
Over whatever, however long a period of time it's been. So I was going back and forth between, do I want to put A.J. Brown on this list? And I landed on yes.
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown.
The Patriot.
Yeah. Because, first of all, if we had done this list just 2-3 weeks ago, A.J. Brown would not have technically been a Patriot.
No, he would not.
Somebody would have been holding the line.
Yep, unfortunately.
And you would have to, without knowing that a trade was about to go down, he would have had to have been in consideration. And I just want everyone to think that if this were the case for, you know, say, Kyle Schwarber, who in this hypothetical world leaves in free agency for the Reds.
Right.
But he just hit 56 home runs. You're not going to put him on your list?
No.
Why?
Because he's not a Philadelphia athlete.
The most recent season the Eagles played, A.J. Brown was on the team, right? The Eagles have not. Yeah. If we were in the middle of the 2026 season, then it would be a little bit different, right? Not, we have guys that are playing. Like
we haven't had an Eagles season.
The most recent snaps that the Eagles have played. AJ was on the team.
No,
now
I see your logic. I just hate it.
That's fine.
It.
No, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to hate this.
Because he's a Patriot, and he forced his way off the team like last week.
I know, but this isn't the who I like and who made me feel the best about my feelings and my football team top 11.
Nah.
This is who had the best the best year since I last made this list. And I'll even throw this out there. I know everyone's going to be, you know, we're going to be loving on Devontae this year. And I love Devontae too. And I think he's going to have a big year. Love the guy. He might be my favorite Eagle. Pretty comparable season to AJ.
Sure.
I would even contend that AJ had a better season. He had more touchdowns, same amount of yards.
But Devontae is an Eagle.
Devontae is currently an Eagle.
Yes.
But since the last time they all played, they were both on the team.
I don't
have a new version of the Eagles that I've seen play football for me to make this list off of.
Listen, I think this is preposterous.
Well, but hold on a second. Say that, and more, God forbid, Quinion Mitchell, ACL tear, done for the year. Oh. He doesn't get to play next year. That doesn't take him off my list, right?
Well, that would factor in for me that he's not going to be on the field this year. Now, he probably would still make my list because he's an all-pro player.
Because it's
on the Eagles.
Right, but he won't be next year if he doesn't get to play.
I get it, but I don't need a hypothetical for Quinion. AJ's not here. That's not hypothetical. He's being moved to the Patriots.
But also what isn't hypothetical is that he was on the team last year.
I get that. My general rule, and I know here you're going through yours, is they have to be in the city. They have to be on the team.
So you would have so if we had done this in the wintertime, Philly's offseason, coming off of Kyle Schwarber runner-up MVP, he's off your list?
If you left the team?
Mm.
Yes, he would have been off my list. He's not a current Philadelphia athlete.
I think that's erasure.
No, that's not erasure. It's
sure
reality.
It but how could you with a straight face say that he was not a top 11 player?
Well, conceptually, like, I could put Jalen Phillips on these lists.
Sure.
But then it opens it up to, like, anyone that played here in the last year could just enter these lists.
It's weird with the Phillies because we're in the middle of their season, right?
So
what about Ranger Suarez?
That makes it the easiest one. Ranger is not on the, like, the Phillies are playing right now.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
But Ranger in the last year impacted the Phillies.
If we made the list in the winter and you wanted to put Ranger on, I think he's eligible.
I can't do it. All right, Hugh, where do you come down on this? I think it's ridiculous to put a player on the list, top 11, submit the list to the afternoon show, and have a non-Philadelphia athlete. He's not here anymore.
I get what he's saying. Because, and to be fair to Kyle, I said last year.
Be unfair to Kyle.
Well, I did say last year my list consists of what they did that year.
Right,
so,
but those, they're all were still in the city.
Yeah, but to be fair to Kyle, if I'm using, say, last year's Eagles list and I'm grading them on what they did last year, AJ was on the team last year.
He also quit on last season.
This isn't who I'm least annoyed with.
I would walk with you if he was coming off his career year. Like, holy hell, he had 1,400 yards. How could we erase that last season? It was an embarrassing season.
This is like you taking Chris Sanchez off the list if he punched you in the face on Market Street.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. You're just mad at him.
Hold on. Who
are we punching?
Why would Christopher Sanchez punch me? He's my number one on my list. I'm nice to him all the time.
I'm just saying, you're talking about feelings. I'm talking about the facts.
No, the facts are, was it AJ's best season?
No.
Okay. So
nobody on the Eagles really had that good of a season.
Well, Quinion and Cooper did. That's why they're going to be near the top.
Quinion is very high on my list.
The concept of your list having AJ Brown on it is ridiculous.
Well, I don't care. It's my list.
Well, I know. That's what makes top 11 week fun. All right. 2-1.
Well, he's on it. So.
Well, it's ridiculous. 215-592-9494. Should AJ Brown be eligible for top 11 list next week? I mean, I think this is worth having a conversation about because the people submit their list too, right? It's not just us at WIP, and we talk about it and have fun with it, but everyone out there votes on this and does their own top 11 list. Hugh, could you write AJ Brown down on yours?
He couldn't. He's not on my list.
Did you even think about him? I didn't even think about it.
On a higher frequency.
He's wearing a Patriots jersey.
Last time he played, he wasn't.
I saw the clips of him catching
the pass from Drake May yesterday. He was playing football yesterday in a Patriots uniform. Screw that guy. This is ridiculous. I haven't
seen any games being played yet in 2026, is all I'm saying.
No, well, okay. So I guess the other end of the spectrum would have been in 2024, right? June of 2024. It was months after the Eagles had signed Saquon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was on people's list before he'd even played it down.
Well, I didn't like that either.
Okay, that's more egregious to me than putting AJ on it.
I think that makes more sense.
At least played snaps for the team.
But at least Saquon was an Eagle at the time of voting.
This isn't a top 11 of what you're going to do.
No, it's top 11 of who's the best right now today in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where AJ's
Okay, but everyone, like, they're all on an even playing field right now. AJ has played the same or been on the team for the same amount of games as Jalen Hurts last year.
Yeah. I can't do it. I mean, I'd rather put Jalen on my
list. You don't have to. I'd rather put
Jalen on my list than AJ.
Well, Jalen's not on my list.
Well, we'll see how many lists he's on next week. Is he on Douglas's list?
No, he's not
Dalton,
on my list.
Dalton might be.
Wow.
Dalton is not on the list either. Sorry.
You know, I think I might do a Hugh and keep something to myself here, but I'm just wondering if Hugh can even count himself as a Jalen Hurts fan anymore.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You've been talking the Dalton stuff, not putting Jalen on your top 11. I think, well, Jalen, we know what happened with Dak last year with the fantasizing. I mean, that
Jalen didn't play that well last year.
I know.
Mean, he had a decent season, but it wasn't, when you talk about the best athletes in the city type season, nah.
Well, I agree with you. I'm just saying that they may take your Hurts fan card away. I mean, it may be revoked.
I mean, they can. I mean, because I'm fair and balanced.
Okay.
So if you're mad at me because one day I try to praise the quarterback and then I say something negative about him, then that's more so on you than anything.
Well,
so,
I'm not mad at you.
No, I know you're not, but the ones that are, they'll be all right.
Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
You know, Hugh, I vibe with you more than I thought I did because, quite frankly, when I completely tuned out on the first clue, and the second clue had something to do with video games, right? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not. I have no clue. I won't bother to guess. So, all right. So, Joe, I don't take what these other writers and Poodlehead are telling us, because they're not grading every player. They're only focusing on the quarterback. And if you're in a brand new system that seems to be, from all accounts, a timing type system, isn't everybody going to kind of be off a little bit on the offense?
A little bit, because you're getting comfortable. Yeah, you're getting comfortable.
Yes. I mean, is Elliott and those guys paying attention to every receiver and every lineman? Did the lineman miss an assignment? Receiver make his break at the right time? Like, all these things to me will determine whether the quarterback is on time on a throw.
So I agree with that, but the way it was framed is the guys were open and he just missed them. Like, I guess for me, when there's a baseline, like Elliott and McClain and all these guys, they've probably watched Jalen practice hundreds and hundreds of times, right, since 2021,
sure 2020.
So like, they know his baseline. When a guy is open and he sets his feet, he hits that guy, 8 out of 10 times, whatever the number is. And if he's not doing it, why is the question?
We're talking about practice, Joe.
I know, and it
not
matters. It all matters.
It matters when if we get to second or third week of training camp, specifically the game, the practice against the Patriots.
Yeah.
And if things aren't looking well, then I might start to worry a little bit. And that's where I'm at on that. And I'm way more worried about Trey Turner than I am Jalen Hurts. Like, I think Turner should either be sat down for a couple games or move way down in the lineup, like 7th or 8th.
Well, with that, Jeff, I mean, when I was thinking about this, if they acquire a legitimate bat, like whoever that is, if they get a real right-handed bat at the deadline, and Jeff, really good phone call, I think that guy, based on the roster now, slides into the 2 spot in the order, and Trey gets dropped. I mean, if we're just being real, if they can get a good hitter, that guy should bat too. It should go Schwarber, that person, Harper, Marsh. That should be the top 4 in the lineup. And I don't know what you do with Trey, 5, 6, put him wherever you want. He shouldn't bat too. I mean, his numbers are
horrendous.
Yes.
Well, he's batting like .228 right now, something like that.
620 something OPS.
Yeah.
It's like that. You can't have that guy batting second in your lineup. All right, so Jeff said there, second week of camp, third week of camp. Okay, that's fine. But when I hear that, that is an acknowledgement it matters, just people don't want to say it matters yet, right? If it's all practice.
Well, to me, it's the way it's written. Because like I said, we've been down this road before. And Jalen, regardless if you want to say he looked worse now than he did before, whatever you want to say, but it just feels like the level of scrutiny is a lot higher now as opposed to any other new offensive coordinator that he got in there. Because, okay, for example.
Is the scrutiny higher or is his play worse?
Well, for example.
I'm just asking.
Well, and that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair to ask.
I don't know the answer.
I don't know. And I'm...
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Saying all this from sitting in this chair and not going to practice. Those guys are boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, when Coach Goober was here, Kellen Moore, and he ran his offense, and it was a new innovative offense. It was presented as different. And it felt like Jalen, the scrutiny for Jalen in that offense wasn't as high until we got to the first game. And then, they tried to run the offense. It looked disjointed, and they just scrapped
it. But that was the summer he was perfect. He didn't have a single interception right until Slay picked him off in like mid-August.
Yeah.
So, but he was playing well.
Yeah, but
in training camp.
Okay, but the point I'm making is, okay, in training camp, it looked one way, right? And then when the season started in the first game,
it went the other way.
It looked the other way.
So the idea is it doesn't matter that much.
Well,
it doesn't correlate.
It doesn't correlate in that sense, because it's like, okay, it's a new offense, but then when you try to implement it, or you were trying to hide it and run the offense that you wanted to run in that first game, it just looked really disjointed.
Right.
It feels to me right now, and this is how I look at it, sitting here in this chair and not being at practice. So you got to keep that in mind. It's like, Coach Mannion wants him to be uncomfortable doing this now so that when he does get to training camp, it won't be as uncomfortable for him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. There's starting value to it.
Starting to do all that stuff now. And yesterday being the first day, that's why it looked the way that it did. Now today, you know, you want to look for some improvement. Now, how much improvement? Don't know. Not vast improvement, but improvement nonetheless.
Do we have a poll up on the AJ thing, by the way? Is AJ Brown
eligible? I'll put one up.
Should AJ Brown be eligible for top 11 week? I mean, this one might do some
numbers.
Well, in terms of percentages. I mean, this is
I'm already a loser.
This
and,
is
going to
be a 95-5 poll.
Well, that's okay.
I'm just saying.
Wouldn't be the first.
No, but it's pretty crazy to me. Bon in North Philly's up. What's up, Bon?
Hey, how you doing?
Bon, what's up?
Good. First of all, I had the pleasure of meeting Hugh and Wawa a few days back, so it was a pleasure of meeting him. Took a picture with him.
Listen.
I think he gave you a shout out on the air.
No, he did, because he made me look like he looked like my pops.
Oh yeah, you look
that
small.
Was, he made me look like my pops. I'm like, damn, though, you like you my dad. Like he big yo. Never mind, I was about to say something, but yeah, okay. Big yo.
No, dude. I got you. No, yeah. But it was definitely a pleasure meeting you. But no, so I honestly don't think it means anything right now, because we all play sports, and I've played basketball before, and there was people that in practice, they play lights out. They get in the game, don't do anything. And then if you go by Elliott's stats over the last few years when he's one incompletion, two incompletions, you would think he would have had another MVP season by now, by the way the stats went in training camp. But we've been 29th in passing or 27th in passing, so I really don't think it matters. I think it's more so focusing on, is he grasping the offense? So the incompletion and stuff, that's going to happen, but grasping the offense and getting a hold of the offense, I think that's what we should be focusing on. Is he understanding what he's seeing? Is he making the right reads and stuff like that? So the incompletions, they're going to happen, but I think it's more so just the understanding of the offense.
Yeah, that makes sense, Bon. It's like more the mental than the physical. Like the physical, you know, we can figure that out. That's the mental part. I get that. The other thing, Bon, off of what you're saying is, you know, Elliott mentioned there were receivers open that he missed, right? You could spin that both ways. One, all right, we wish he didn't miss them. But two, if there are receivers open, that's a good sign for Sean Mannion's scheme, right? Like the more receivers we get open, the better chance we're going to have.
Right. And then just off the history of our sports teams, is one person that's notorious that didn't even like practicing, and he went out and scored 30 without even thinking. So, like, practice, I know it means a lot of things. I just think it's more so just about, like, the understanding of a new offense that he hasn't ran in his life.
All right, Bon, what's your guess for Hughes? Because we need a guess from you. We got these tickets to give away.
Yeah, I don't know. Hugh, his mind works differently, so I'm not even going to take a guess. I'm going to just listen for
that. The bowing out of the clues is a bad look.
It is, Bon. We appreciate the phone call, and it was great you got to meet Hugh last week. All right, Hugh, you know what? Why don't you give everyone a third clue?
Because this
has been a disaster class.
This is not a disaster class. Nobody wants to guess because nobody's mindset
right now. Because they have
right
no idea. They're so lost.
Okay, the third clue.
Yeah, help him out.
This is a historic Nintendo franchise.
Okay, all right. That now that narrows it a little
bit. All y'all that didn't want to think, I just gave you a lollipop.
Decades long franchise.
Yes.
You didn't like it the first time you played
didn't
it.
Didn't like it the first time I played.
And it's a Nintendo franchise.
Yes.
Okay. I think that is that's you should be able to come up with a guess now,
nobody,
right?
I guarantee the next person's not going to guess, because they're going to say, "Oh, I wasn't paying attention. Wouldn't listen."
Well, that's why we repeated the clues for people.
I wouldn't listen because they're afraid to guess.
Is that your caller impression?
Are you now calling the Hughes Clues participants scared?
They're a little scared today. A little scared.
Well, scared.
I just sense a little bit of that.
But what's there to be scared of?
Well, people don't want to be embarrassed by a dumb answer.
Have they listened to the show? I mean, this is dumb.
Yes, no, don't be afraid of a dumb answer. They're dumb clues.
I'm feeling tagged. Pacow.
Well, is he wrong?
They're not done. They're very innovative clues.
Innovative? Yes. Is that really the word?
What are you innovating?
That's the word that I choose to use for this conversation.
Okay.
And that's the one that popped in my head. Enough to sustain you. No. What word went my ass this morning in the meeting? I forgot what it was.
It was another S word. You're really having a tough time.
It might have been suspicious or it was something
like that.
Yeah,
it was suspicious. Yeah. It was kicking my butt.
Yeah. You need to take just a break from those words.
Retire from S words.
Words are hard.
It's not been a great week for those. I mean, nothing will top you ram with us last week. I mean, the guy really had a tough time.
My chest hurt thinking about what you ram was trying to say that.
Poor URAM. What was it? Sustainability?
Yeah.
It crushed him to the point where, I mean, and again, I apologize to Dave for that because that was on me to not, I mean, there was a lifeline I could have gave him and I just let it go for, it had to be like 8, 10 seconds. It was bad. It was pretty rough.
I agree with Bryce. I was the one who asked Bryce that question about whether or not it's sustainable.
That would be my ass yesterday too. Don't worry.
Any longer than like 2-3 seconds going for it, you have to jump in.
What was the one day where I asked you to explain his analogy? Like, who's this in this analogy? And it just was like...
No, because like a lot of times, you ask me something, and I have something that I'm going to say, but I know if I say it the way that I'm thinking it, I am going to get called into the office, and I might get suspended. So I got to be careful.
This is the definition of stream of consciousness.
Yeah, because it's certain things that... I've gotten so comfortable sitting here. We're talking trash as much as we do.
Yep.
It feels like the meeting a lot of times, and so I have to be real careful because
the microphones are on.
Yeah, because in the meetings they can get kind of colorful.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So
well, it's just us in there. It's just, that's just us. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. Does how Jalen Hurts performs in practice matter to you this summer? Not just yesterday, not just today, but throughout the entire summer. It matters to me. I mean, I'm going to base my opinion on how he's going to play this season in large part on how he looks throughout the summer. So yesterday, not a good start. We'll see where it goes today with Eagles having a mandatory minicamp practice. Trey Turner, I mean, what's your level of concern with him? Because it has been a rough season 1 year after winning the batting title. And I really think if they get a real bat at the deadline, that guy has to bat second. Trey has to be dropped in the lineup. We're also going to get to the other big storyline we're following in training camp next. It's flying under the radar. We asked Elliot about it. It's a thing until it's not a thing. We'll hit that next. Your guest for Hughes Clues. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.